You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We're now joined by two very special guests. We've got Mr. Sean Noiling. Mr. Sean Noiling. Mr. Sean Noiling and Mr. Noik Toiper here from the Dunedin City Council. Aratoi, that's the department, right?
Lies. How's your cholesterol absorption, Zach?
Honestly, terrible. It's, through the floor.
Through the floor.
But we have Mr. Nick and Sean from the DCC here to have a corridor all about a new Dunedin music compilation album called O Te Potiho, which is releasing later today at 5:30. Why such a specific release time?
That's a great question, Zach.
Do you want to use this microphone instead, Mr. Sean?
Well, thank you, Mr. Zach Kaufman.
It's not the witching hour, but it is the...
Why 5:30?
It's the stitching hour. It's the stitching hour.
Well, by 5:30, you know, you've taken work off a little bit early on a 3 p.m. You know, you finished up at the house. No one's going down to Mitre 10 at that time. So you might be a ginger beer in, and you might be ready to listen to some hot, fresh tracks.
You've had that chance to stay hydrated, rehydrated, do all the things, and then... I figure the night is still young after the thing finishes as well. So if you want to get a kick on, you know, if you want to go out, if you want to...
5:30 is the perfect time.
Want to go crazy, go rock climbing, whatever it is you do.
Boom skis.
Yeah.
I guess you're forcing people into that situation, but if they want to do that, they probably can do it after anyway. If it's released at 9 a.m. in the morning,
they
can do all of that. And
sometimes withholding is good.
They're going to have to not plan their evening around.
9 a.m. What? You'll build up too much.
I don't think that even warrants a reply, really. 9 a.m. is ridiculous.
No, I don't think that does either, Mr. Sean Noiling. But on this O Te Potiho album, there's a whole lot of awesome artists. Before we talk about that, I didn't ask you, how are we doing? Are we okay? Are we Jay Chillin?
You go first, Nick.
How am I? I am... wearing shorts and a t-shirt to work, and I got a look from my co-workers this morning when I walked in.
I actually really respected it.
Thank
you. You'll notice I didn't say anything, and I'm not going to say anything.
No one said anything, but there were eyebrows raised. I did bring also some clothes more suited to celebrating the wonderful music we have here in Aldsportsy tonight. So they are in my car and ready to go.
What clothes are they?
I've got...
MC Hammer outfit?
No, I wish. That would be really cool. I have a
tear-away
white...
Tearaway pants?
It's like a white button-up from Dangerfield with like a kind of green stitching thing on it. A little bit cowboy-y. And then I've got my black jeans, brown belt, and brown shoes.
Nice.
Very nice, Nick.
There you go.
And Mr. Sean Norling. How are you doing in general?
Hey, I'm... great.
Spiffy?
I am spiffingly spiffy. Yeah, it's been a really busy time building up to this release. There's been a lot of threads to kind of pull in to get this thing right for tonight. But I'm really excited and happy about the way things are turning, will turn out. So cool for the community to see, to get a bunch of unreleased, genre diverse, new sound out and about, so I'm really excited for it.
Oh yeah, there's something for everyone here. There's Crash Out, Cuck, Dunedin Youth Jazz Orchestra, Hoha, Kira Wallace, Scapegoat Mercy, Seek Help, Suge Sound,
yeah.
Tough Guy, Tudama, Ite Ara. There's quite a lot of variety.
The drivers for the project were youth, Māori, Pacifica musicians, and so, you know, we approached people in those communities, community leaders, organisations, and with their assistance and guidance, managed to pull those 10 tracks through. Really cool, diverse, eclectic, but beyond all of that, a good representation of the kind of breadth of sound happening locally.
And all the different music communities. I want to hone in on one particular artist, Crash Out. Are they new? Are they old?
Brand spanking new. They formed over the course of a weekend through the To The Front program.
And they're already on hiatus now.
They're already planning their reunion tour.
Exactly, yeah.
No, there was a young woman, a Japanese exchange student, came over and met with two local high school students. And they essentially met over the course of the weekend down at Southlink Studios on Princess Street. Wrote a song together, jammed it out, recorded it. Eliana Gray, who is at the centre of that To the Front kind of initiative in Otipoti.
Mm.
I had a conversation with them and we talked about that band and the track got sent through. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one thing I want to hone in on that Kira Wallace, who's on the record, said. They said that experimentation and risk-taking was sort of at the fore of this album, and it's something that they really enjoyed in the creative process. They felt like creation in its most authentic form was prioritized. How did you guys enable that?
That's a great question.
Oh, thank you.
I think that's probably different. That's quite a nuanced kind of thing. Mm. I think in the case of Kira, they worked alongside your brilliant in-house production manager, Adelaide, pairing Kira in a space with another person that they implicitly trusted, I think just gave them the space to create something really beautiful and unique and not being too controlling about expectations of how long and what genre, and just trusting that the artist can deliver something which is beautiful and unique for me anyway. I trusted that. I certainly think Kira's an incredibly talented musician, so that's how that one rolled out.
Mean. I do want to touch on what another artist said about the project. Scapegoat Mercy said that this thing highlighted resources he didn't know existed in Otipoti for making music, and it really reframed how he engages with music making. What resources do you think he's referring to? Is he referring to sort of the local council sort of art stuff that you guys do?
Yeah, I imagine so.
Is he talking about Te Korokoro o Te Tui, which is where a lot of the stuff was recorded?
Oh, great. Yeah, I mean, that's such a great space in there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bit of a hidden gem.
A bit of a hidden gem. Mm. And everyone who works there is so keen on having as much community involvement as is possible. Mm. And I think that has been highlighted through this project for us as well, which is really, really great. I think some connections have been made between musicians and engineers at that whare that will hopefully kind of have this roll-on effect to allow new communities into those spaces to make the cool stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, and just quickly with Hamish's Scapegoat Mercy's track, that was recorded down Southlink Studios on Princess Street, which is a wonderful facility run by a trust and kind of headed up by very great engineer, producer, musician Nick Rowan of Skeptics fame. I'm not sure that Hamish had entered into that space before. I know Hamish Marchant, who does your Native Bird show, was kind of playing wing for that project as well. And, you know, people like Hamish's dad features on the track as alongside Lavinie Lale. So it was, think Hamish is probably referring to opportunities that haven't existed before to be kind of to have kind of space brokered for you in a professional recording environment with professional engineers, producers, and to just be given kind of free rein to create something beautiful with whānau, I think is a really special thing.
And
the fact that that council has played a small part in bringing something kind of unique and cool like this, I reckon that's really cool.
Yeah, it's dope. What was the sort of timeline on this in terms of when you started like getting the music to be made? I imagine coordinating and curating was a whole thing in and of itself, but in terms of the production aspect, how long?
It's been quite a long timeline, actually, hasn't it? Since a kind of first conception of the idea, which happened long before I started, to roll out more earnest rollout of the project, which started last year.
I mean, the kind of one of the only briefing points for the project was that the track should have been recorded in the last year, you know, that we wanted a batch of unreleased contemporary tracks. So I guess in that kind of timeline sense, we were pulling tracks through, end of last year, kind of some tracks only got delivered beginning of this year.
Hmm.
We've recorded beginning of this year, mastered locally by mastering legend Tom Bell and sent off to the factory to get pressed. Yeah.
Mean.
A few months ago, yeah.
Not to be contentious, but, the relationship between musicians and council hasn't always been as lovely as it might be now. You know, I've had, obviously, a little bit of a rift with the Save Dunedin live music people and council for a little bit. Do you feel like this album, O Te Puti Ho, is sort of a little bit of a mending of that relationship there?
We will have to see,
won't we?
I think... that particular relationship between Save Dunedin Live Music and Council, I think, has evolved and grown over the past few years. Mm. It's definitely not in the same space since I've been at Council than I think it has been even in the past 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's far more collaborative and working together towards a shared goal of how we can support live music in Otsuporti, which is really great. Undoubtedly, there will always be friction between... any kind of countercultural artistic community and a giant organizational body that is a city or regional or any kind of governmental authority.
Mm.
There should be as well. There should be conflicts. That's kind of how that relationship, I think, should be.
Yeah, I've got nothing but respect for Save Dunedin Live Music. I think the way they brought change to the table, expressing their concern about the state of live music in Dunedin. Mm-hmm. I think that's a concern I share. I understand the frustration with council processes and the speed of things. That's the nature of bureaucracy. Really, our job is to make sure that we're doing the best we can to kind of bring the things that they deem... that they have deemed and in conjunction with council have identified as priorities to kind of lift up, amplify, elevate, make music as good as it can be in O Te Puti. So bravo, I say.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Critically, this album is not for sale on vinyl, but there is vinyl printed and given to participants. The album will be available for free download on Bandcamp later today at 5:30 p.m. when you grab a ginger beer and you curl it by the fire, or whatever you said, Nick. How come there's no extended vinyl campaign? Or vinyl purchases?
That's a great question too.
I love the pauses, bro.
This was always going to be a pilot.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, I think we needed to work out if we can get this thing across the line.
Mm.
Chatter about how we kind of proceed if this thing does work and everything comes together. That's in train now, so we'll work it out. But I think in the first instance, it was just important to kind of pull things together, get things out, and get them into the hands and to create good feelings in the community in a lot of ways. And so the money aspect, while I know that's important to a lot of people and it's an important consideration, I think there are... For a pilot project, I think there are broader currencies at play than dollars and cents that you might generate off a vinyl sale.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What else was I going to say? Oh my gosh. Yeah, well, you mentioned before that this is the pilot. Do you think this process is repeatable based off of first impressions?
I think it's in a good space to take on learnings from this round and develop it into a further project. Whether or not that happens is... in part up to us, but also in part not up to us. So
there are larger powers that be.
Yeah, I think for the time being, we're going to enjoy the release. It's going to be really nice having the songs out after we've been listening to them for quite a bit, hearing them on that full compilation, seeing some of the fruits of the labor, being the vinyl, being a zine that will go alongside it, and getting the word out kind of more nationally about some of these tracks and these artists as well, which will be really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you going to be doing interviews with like the BFMs of the world? Of the country.
Yeah, that will probably be...
I think so, and I think there'll be a campaign to kind of get the tracks through to the, you know, student radio networks, your RNZs, and I would expect some interest in some of these tracks, and would hope that some of them get picked up. I think it's a really cool, unique project, and in and of itself, the fact that, you know, council alongside the community has done something kind of fresh and funky.
Yeah.
We'll have a bit of public interest in it, so I'm hoping, yeah, pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Have a chat.
Totally. Nick, you can probably speak to my next question a bit more. As well as this vinyl, there's an awesome series of workshops that you are running, like the one with Jurg and Simon from Ram Raid about touring, the one that I'm hosting this Sunday about how to get playlisted on radio. How many workshops are there to go? Have they started?
They have. They started 2 weekends ago. Mm. Our first one, Aliana ran, which was a DIY festival and gig-making workshop, which was really great. It's been a cool process, really great working with people like yourself, really skilled mentors and, I guess, knowledge holders in our community, to see how we can... I think the big thing with them in a way is like building those relationships and building those like tuakanataina relationships between the people who are a little bit more down the track and some people who are maybe a bit fresher to the community and figuring it all out. So, and that's been happening, which is really great. We have the two more this weekend, like you say. And then we also have a series of one-on-ones that have been running. So those are not kind of show up to a public workshop, but more get in touch with us at Aratoi and be like, I want to do this one. And we put you in touch with a mentor and you have like a one-on-one session together. So we've had Addie Wolf running one on marketing, branding and content creation. We've had Aliana running a couple, one on songwriting and one on how to make sure your band dynamic stays healthy, which I love.
Mm.
And then we've had your lovely team here at Radio 1 running a few different ones on voice work, on visual identity. I think Fee's got one coming up next month, which will be really cool on recording. And we also have Startup Dunedin who have chipped into that. And we've had, because as you can imagine as a pilot, you have, when we weren't 100% sure what would be the pickup of different, the different workshops, the different subjects, I guess. So it's been really interesting seeing what's been popular, what's maybe needs to be represented in a different way on the kind of marketing end to kind of get the hook, because they're all really valuable workshops with really awesome information to pass on. But yeah, finding it's been cool, it's been an interesting exercise in finding how to best present those. Yeah, and I think it has given us some really good just good direction for how we might go forward with that kind of mentoring arm if we do get to the project again. And I think probably regardless of whether we get to do this specific project again, the mentoring aspect through our other kind of initiatives like creative communities kind of comes into Aratoi's work anyway. So I think it's just really good, good directing for future mahi that we do, whether it's involved in this project or not.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you both for coming on the program and talking to me about Ote Potiho. Do you both have final words, considerations, thoughts to leave our listeners with?
I love local music, love Radio 1. You support your locals, encourage your local musicians. And with regard to this project, just thank you to everyone involved. There've just been literally hundreds of people involved in this sprawling hot mess of a project. So, my undying gratitude to everyone involved.
Nick?
Yeah. Apologies to anyone that my comms was bad with. You're all goats, and
there's only so many emails the human brain can, you know.
keep track of. Similarly, incredibly grateful to everyone involved, yourself included. Thank you.
Well, thank you both for coming on the program. I really, really appreciate it. Oh, there's supposed to be an air horn noise that played. Then let's get it. Let's do it again. There we go. That was Sean Norling and Sean Norling. Jesus Christ. That was Sean Norling and Nick Tiefer coming on to talk about Ote Potiho, a Dunedin music compilation album releasing on Bandcamp later at 5:30 p.m.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.